All right, I'm just about out of here. Dave and Quentin are ready to... yeah, they're going to do something to you. And I'm going to clear out before they start talking about me. I've got one fucking ad to play, and then I'm out of here. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Thanks. Bye.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
Well, do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
How long do you...
Minimum number of U.S. cities that have shortened the yellow light on traffic signals to under the legal limit, 6. Average percentage by which a bar smoking ban in a U.S. county increases the rate of drunk driving fatalities. 13%, folks. So keep smoking and drinking.
This is CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Chips with Everything, which is the British music show. And we're on until 6, so we're going to be playing all kinds of cool British music, hits and other things. And I've got my co-host with me, Clive Devlin. Hi, Clive.
Hey, hello, everybody.
How are you doing?
Good. I'm well. Beautiful day.
Yeah. It was, yes.
Sand in your toes and pond water in your feet.
I was at a garden party before
I'm sure
I came
you were.
Here.
I'm sure you were.
Yeah. You?
I was. I was out and about. I moved my bed.
It's round about this time of the year that one does that.
Yeah.
So thank you, Dan, for another episode of Blood on the Saddle.
Yeah, in the same way that my bed is feng shui, man, you feng shui my ears every second Sunday when I actually listen to your show.
Yeah, indeed. So anyway, keep tuned, everyone.
Feng
We're
going
to listen to some tunes, and then we'll be back quite soon.
vacations feel.
City life, inner city pressure, the concrete world is starting to get you. The city is alive, the city is expanding, living in the city can be demanding. You've pawned everything, everything you own, your toothbrush jar and a camera phone. You don't know where you're going, you cross the street. You don't know why you did, you walk back across the street. Standing in the sitting room, totally skint, and your favorite jersey is covered in lint. You want to sit down, but you've sold your chair, so you just stand there. You just stand there.
Pressure.
Counting coins on the counter of the 7-Eleven, from a quarter past six till a quarter to seven. The manager, Bevan, starts to abuse me. Hey man, I just want some muesli. Neon signs, hidden messages, questions, answers, fetishes. You know you're not in high finance, considering secondhand underpants. Check your mind, how'd it get so bad? What happened to those other underpants you had? Look in your pockets, haven't found a cent yet. Landlines on your balls, have you paid your rent yet?
Inner city pressure. Inner city pressure.
Prostitute, just to pay for your lessons, you're learning the flute. Ladies wouldn't pay you very much for this. Looks like you'll never be a concert flautist.
You don't measure up to the expectation. When you're unemployed, there's no vacation. No one cares, no one sympathizes. You just stay home and play synthesizers.
Pressure.
Okay, we're talking about utility kilts here in the studio. So Clive Devlin, my co-host here,
is thinking of buying one.
Yeah,
that's right. And this is the Chips with Everything utility kilt hour. We brought in our utility kilt expert who knows a lot of things about being a man because...
That's true. He's like the manly... consultant.
Yeah, we brought him in before to talk about such things as how to properly complain about a nasty tackle in soccer and still be a man about it, which is
how to tie your cock in a knot and not squeal like a girl.
Yeah, that sort of thing. So with that in mind, we're now going to move on to the buying of kilts because I, Clive Devlin, have decided that it's time for me to buy a kilt. And
a utility. Let's get it straight. A utility kilt.
A utility kilt. Yeah. So tell us about the utility kilt.
All right. Well, okay. This is all like second hand or whatever. And I've looked at their website. But my buddy Jason bought one off of those guys. They had a booth set up for a Celtic Fest a couple years back, and he bought one. And he was wearing it, and they look good. They're made out of like heavy duty canvas, and almost like the Dickies material.
Oh yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, so you can carry stuff. They've got pockets. It's not going to be itchy, and it's not 8 yards of tartan,
right,
weighing you down or like scratching your ass, right? And he liked it a lot, and he brought it to work one day, and I tried it on, and it looked pretty good. At least in my opinion, it did. I don't know. Maybe like some women might want to call in if there's any women listening and let us know what they think of guys
Please.
In kilts.
Yeah, that's 604-822-2487.
I think it's acceptable.
I think they look cool.
You get them in manly denim, and then there's the kind of manly, that kind of brushed brown color that you get, you know, work pants in.
Right,
you get them like that with extra hooks for hammers and things.
I don't know about wearing it on a job site, you know, especially climbing a ladder. But
Fair enough. Okay.
WCB might have something to say about it.
I'm just going to run down what we...
Can I tell you what WCB would have to say about it? You look fabulous.
Because WCB stands for Wear Kilts, Baby.
Okay, we started the show with Roxy Music, and nothing to say about that, an old one. Flight of the Conchords came next to Inner City Pressure.
Yeah.
I know I saw you smiling there,
Dave.
For a man who you and you've had a woman, and your song was Small Town Boy by Bronski Beat, I believe.
Right.
So I know that you're definitely not a stranger to electro pop.
It makes me fond thinking about the Pet Shop Boys and the time I was at this concert. It was Pansy Division, right? That classic gay punk band, which had
queercore.
Yeah, queercore. And the entire I don't know, seven rows before you get to the stage is filled with young 20-year-old men in blue jeans and white T-shirts dancing their asses off. It was excellent.
Great memories. Where was that?
The Starfish Room.
Ah, yeah. That was such a loud venue.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, but enough of the old days.
Snap, Crackle, Pop.
The third record we played was by the Wedgwoods from, I think, 1965. So, September and Rain in September.
Yeah, come on. That made me so... if I could just get a pint... a jar of the gratitude I feel when I hear songs like that and put it away for a good day.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be nice.
What you mean? For a bad day.
A bad day.
For a bad day?
For a bad day.
A bottle of Good Times on the shelf.
It was ridiculous, man. Fraser Valley, berries, wine, beer, ribs, sunshine, lavender, kisses, pigs, sheep, horses, llamas, alpacas. Roosters, cocks, comb.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Haven't actually landed at all. That's the joke. Get it?
It sounded like one of those really cool, hey man, the bad news is coming CNN things.
Yeah, oh, Peter Mansbridge was actually the bass player on that song.
Oh, I thought I had
that. Did ya now?
Yeah.
Did ya now?
Because that was just a, what a beautiful way to get bad news.
You know what? Dr. Phil used to also be the bass player with psychedelic pop band in the late 60s. They called something like the Magic Mushroom People.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
I know, and he had, you know, like shoulder length hair and
a big soul. Now he's lost both.
I think that's all, and he could play the bass.
Yeah.
Which I don't think he does now. Anyway, that was The Flying Saucers Have Landed by Paul St. John.
Which was beautiful.
Yeah, and preceded by a track from The Detrimentalist, which is a new album by the Venetian Snares.
Venetian,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So I should dedicate that to our friend Venetia.
I think you should.
If she is listening, that was for you.
All right. And here it is, a reasonable time of the day. 5:30 on the knot. And it's the weather in the city is delightful.
It's as follows.
And it's going to be keeping on that way for quite a while. And while it's doing that, of course, we're hoping that you're all eating your gelati. My brother popped into me. No, that doesn't sound quite right, does it? Calling Dr. Freud.
Just for you, baby. I stand now at your mercy.
Listen,
tell us all about it.
All I'm saying is that if you're telling me that a country that until, what, the last 2 years was charging nothing on deposits on its tin cans, right?
Yeah.
True.
And has CNN blasting the invention of the hybrid car as this great catalyst for change 2 weeks ago, and they washed their babies in sweet crude oil. You're telling me that these people somehow they have some ground to be talking about the environment? That's what you're saying. Well, all I can tell you, Dan, is that you're wrong.
You know, they had recycling and stuff like that long before we did. Actually, in California, I believe they had like blue bins for, you know, put recyclables out years and about 20 years ago. But what happened was that nobody was putting anything in them. So what they did was started fining people if they ripped open their garbage and found recyclables in it. And they weren't putting it in the blue bins.
What?
And fine them. And even that didn't work, apparently.
Didn't they just make up deposits for cans?
They just recently, my brother lives in SoCal. And just recently he told me, like, within the last year or two, they started taking cans back.
Well, it's just such an obvious way to go about.
Yeah, but, you know, we're not a whole heck of a lot better. I mean, just look, people go on endlessly about bike lanes in the city, right? I ride a bike to work every day, and, you know, like, not all people on bicycles are perfect. There's a lot of them that probably shouldn't be on two wheels. But the majority of car drivers just don't pay any fucking attention whatsoever.
Okay.
And the thing is, I was just in California, 8 lanes of traffic going each way, and it's fucking jammed. What's the point of twinning bridges and making more asphalt highways? Because you're just going to fill it up with cars, and it's going to turn into a huge fucking parking lot.
Yeah, and the people who do it just make an asphalt of themselves.
Yes, I'm in complete agreement. You know, we got to look at Holland and places like that where they made a conscious decision to have more bike lanes and to make it easier for people to ride bikes and, you know, not quite so easy to use cars because it takes up too much space and pollutes.
What about the whole, you know, kayak versus flying carpet conflict that you sometimes run into in coastal cities? Because flying carpets using anti-gravity, right, they don't burn any coal or carbon fuels, right? But
it's magic.
They're dangerous, man.
Well, Quentin? In untrained hands.
Yeah, that's right. Keep those flying carpets where they belong.
Our guest ran till this week. Two of them, actually, Clive Devlin and Dan.
Ran out of proverbial steam.
Yeah, I know.
So moving along gently.
I got plenty of steam.
Can we talk about breakfast?
Okay. I'll just turn up the music and we'll do that.
All right.
Of action. push.
Got a fear I can't escape out of the void. Thank you.
listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and it is 10 to 6 on Sunday, the something of July.
Okay, now we can get Dave to rant. All right, so Dave's buddy's recovering at home from emergency surgery, so Dave bought him an adult magazine.
No, I don't think we need to talk about any of that right now, buddy.
So Dave bought him an adult magazine and sealed. So the debate is whether Dave's allowed to unseal his...
Hello, doctor. Is Vic there? I don't think there's any need for us to continue.
You got to realize for Dan, an adult magazine is like, you know, People magazine, I believe.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's right. That's true. As opposed to a child's magazine like Beaver, which is... No, pardon me. Beaver is the Canadian Historical Society magazine and a really good page-turner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's got the box for that Orchid Highway CD? Because that's what we were just listening to.
Oh, well. So this is a band that's been around for how long? You said about 20 years or something, right?
I'm going to say that these guys have been gigging around Vancouver 26 out of sight years. I can remember seeing them in 1984, I think it was.
Remember when we met, the first time we met at the Sommelier Club, and we put down the bottle saying, you know, let's not crack open that bottle of Lafitte until Orchid Highway produces a recording.
Spindles was where I remember witnessing them first time around. You won't remember that place.
Nicely done.
Spindles, right? I think even back then... Even the eldest of the McDonald brothers, because that's their name, was underage. But they finally released their debut album.
Yep. Yeah.
I was aware that they were gigging. Have you ever seen these guys, Dan?
No, I haven't, but kind of has a cool Britpop sound to it.
Yes, indeed. Indeed they do.
A bit of a Curate's Egg, I would have to say.
The album?
Yeah, the one song was good, though. I liked the song itself. It had good body to it. It's... legs weren't too spindly.
I'd say a sparkling return to form for the aging combo.
Nicely put.
Dan?
Aging. Screw you. You know how old I have next month?
I'm not aging. The one... I'm not the one sitting here debating whether or not to get a utility kilt.
Sorry. Well, you should be
midlife
interested.
Crisis, ahoy.
No. Just expanding boundaries and parameters, right? Yeah, trying to be a little bit more open-minded. That's all.
We're all aware of what expands when you get up to your guys' age. You know, waistlines.
Yeah.
No, I weigh less than I did when I finished high school. I'm in better shape than when I finished high school.
Wow, not bad.
I have nothing to say about that.
Nor do I. I'm going to claim that it's boring and of no value simply because I don't find myself in the same position. Dan, that is boring, good one, Clive. And of no value. Thank you.
So, weren't you telling us about how your thighs are stronger from all the extra cycling?
Oh, wait.
I think you were actually lifting up your shorts so you get
Wasn't that about how weak he was feeling? Right? No,
oh, yes, that's right.
And had exercised for 2 days.
And even if it was, Dan, what you say, I don't remember mentioning I'm not a hypocrite.
True enough.
You know, so get off it.
Coming up.
So what magazine did you buy your friend?
I bought him Good Housekeeping, which is what we're going to do right now by letting you know about the next shows. Of course, next at 6, Queer FM, hosted by Heather Kay. She's going to bring you, if you're gay, if you're bi, if you're transgendered, sexual, Atlantic.
If you like it up you, basically.
Yep. Then listen in, because she's got news, views for you. Rhythms India at 8 p.m., hosted by Anup, or... Sean and Ming, we'll see. And Mondo Trasho, hosted by Maxwell, and of course Transcendence, hosted by your favorite, I know,
Smiley Michael.
Yeah, he'll be there, followed by the usual assortment of goodies that'll bring you to the morning.
Yeah, who knows what could be playing. BBC, three letters that spell
relaxation.
Good times at 4 a.m.
Oh, yeah. that and a beautiful Hobnob 3000 white chocolate.
Okay, I brought this one in specially
biscuit.
For you, Dave, because you'd have been having a great weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to make it even better. This is the Shaman with Ebenezer Good.
place. He's got a bittersweet face, and he goes by the name of Ebenezer Good. His friends call him Ezer, and he is the main geezer, and he vibe up the place like no other man could. He's refined, he's sublime, he makes you feel fine. They're very much maligned and misunderstood. But if you know Ezer, he's a real crowd pleaser. He's ever so good, he's Ebenezer Good. You see that he's mischievous, mysterious, and devious when he circulates amongst the people in the place. Once you know he's fun and something of a genius, he gives a grin that goes around face to face to face. Backwards and then forwards and then backwards. Ezer is a geezer, he loves to muscle in. That's about the time the crowd has shouted the name of Ezer as he's crouching in the corner laughing by the base bin. Leading light of the scene, know what I mean? He created the vibe, he takes you for a ride, and as if by design, the party ignites like he's coming alive. He takes you to the top, shakes you all around and back down. You know as he gets mellow, then as smooth as a groove that is making you move. He glides into your mind with a sunny hello. A gentleman of leisure, he's there for your pleasure, but go easy on all these, he's a love you can lose. Extraordinary fella like Mr. Punchinella. He's the kind of geezer who must never be abused. When you're in town and Ebenezer is around, you can sense the presence in the sound of the crowd. He gets them all out. The party starts rocking, the people get excited, it's time to shout, lad.
Has any clue what is meant by got any salmon
in the context of a song set in rave culture?
Give us a ring, 822-2487.
Or CITR, which of course is the station you're listening to, 101.9 in Vancouver.
And this is the Shaman with Ebenezer Good. That's for my good friend Clive Devlin, co-host of this show.
Thanks so much, because that for me is just such a slice of the past and the future, because it's always an irresistible dance tune to me.
How about you, Dan? Are you going to put down that adult magazine and say something?
Yeah. Which
I've got
adult
both
magazine?
Both my hands full. Leave me alone.
Yeah, you do, don't you? You're reading all those big words in Harper's.
Yeah, that would be the adult magazine that I'm reading. No pictures.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. No, so there's always something. There's always like a photograph of a painting that's on display at the New York Modern Art Institute or something.
I'm not looking at a skid mag, even though Quentin's trying to sway you into believing that.
Sorry for starting that meme.
Yeah.
My apologies.
Yeah, let's just bulldoze, dynamite, and pave over that entire experience, because it didn't happen. Never will, never has. Never what, though?
I've never seen you get bashful about anything, though, is what's, like, most perplexing to me.
Yeah.
Parties for...
Can you shut him off? Just shut him off. Just do it. Push a button.
We're all going to go in a minute, so I might as well get rid of him first. Thank you, though, Dan.
Yeah. You're beautiful. You're gorgeous. That's one less. That's good. Okay. So, folks, 2 weeks from now, and next week it won't be us, of course. It'll be DJ Kraz.
With Saint-Tropez.
Giving you her beautiful things, soundtracks and feel-good music. So until then, 2 weeks from now, what else can we tell you?
Toodle pips, stand clear for Queer FM.